Veteida, ki elu shloisha dvarim, she matir va vodik melchas radim. Kemoisha elu gimel dvarim gimel amuda oilam, nitna li gimel aves she mavrami tzibi yakoy. She gam ken yisay this of us oilam. Let's speak a little bit about this and stand to your side because you find it constantly repeated. It says the marshal that ein kernel aves ala shloisha. So, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was very chashev, Aaron HaKohen was very chashev, and so on, David HaMelech, but the difference between without an av, there can't be a toilada. An av means that it is absolutely indispensable for a toilada to have an av. A brother is a help. A son is a pri, but avos means these are three things that you must have for everything else to sit on top. So it's hard to know exactly, when you're explaining it, it's hard to know which end to start with. But the word is, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Gimel Avos because they had Bechira, obviously. It's not the pshat that these Gimel Avos happened, each one, to pick an interesting, you know, their meters together was Mitzarev to Shloisha. Rather, there were three empty boxes. In the matter of building Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed three boxes filled, and the others filled them successfully. It's true that each one had the Tchunas HaNefesh, the appropriate Tchunas HaNefesh, and so on, but the bottom line is that they all had certain Tchunas that made them appropriate for that specific avodah that they had. That is the pshat gimel avos. So whenever you find gimel avos that connect this, this, and this, it's both ways. It had to be that way. In other words, you could not be miyaseh the klal yisrael without having a tchunas hanefesh that are without having yisaidus. And Yesodus, Be'etzim, are these three. These are three, it's not just a mikra, but rather these three Yesodus are the Etzim Yesodus of any Avodas Hashem, any Klal that Miyas Avodas Hashem. And these three others, just like Avraham Avinu came across to the world and he chose to become the Avraham that was needed, Yitzchak and Yaakov is the same thing. To build a cloud, you need these three things. And each one of them chose what he chose. So the three of us are connected to these three amudim. So Moshe Elgin and Zoran Gimel Oilam Nitnu Legimel Avos Shem Avram Tzik V'Yakoy Shem Gam Ken Yisaydus Avos Oilam Lachain Nik Royu Sheyilem Eile Gimel Tvarim Shehem Yisaydus V'Amudim La'Oilam Vezeh Ki Timtza Gimel Chasodim Shehem Midas Avram Avinu's midah was the midah of Chesed, and that was the first midah. Now, let's also add a nekuda about the Seder HaDvarim. Mefudna has a mime on this. It's like, maybe in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, he speaks about Chesed in the pasuk that it says that by Rosh Hashanah there's the inyan nu manas le'inochin loy, that there's an inyan of Chesed and Rosh Hashanah. He's trying to explain what's the inyan of Chesed and Rosh Hashanah. And by and large, his point is that the first midah is always Chesed. In other words, any time something new is coming into the world, anytime you're being, you're creating something, so it's always a b'china of yesh ma'ayim, which is be'etzim chesed. Din is yesh mi'yesh. Din is the pshat. There was, if you do X, you're going to get Y. There's already a process. If somebody paints the house for me, he's going to get $100. There's a something for something else. Masha'ein Kain in Chesed is when there's nothing that came before me, that pa'ula is always a pa'ula of Chesed. So the first pa'ula, the Reishis, is always Chesed. That is Nekuda 1. So Avram was the first Av, the first Mida from Miheya Mimizrach, the one that came out, the one that was Nesayer first, that's the Mida of Avram Avinu. Yitzchak, Zocha B'midas HaVoida, Shehikrav Atzma Gavi Mizbeach, U'B'medris Oysa Yoyim Shehel Avram Es Yitzchak, B'noy Al Gavi Mizbeach, Tikkun HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Kvasim, Echad B'Shachas, Echad Ben Abayim, Shenem Es HaKevas, Echad B'Chulu. V'kol Kach Lama, let's finish this Chazal, B'Shor She'Yisro Makrim Tmidim HaMizbeach, V'Koyrin Zamikra Zetzofoyin Lufni Hashem, Zeicha Kedis Yitzchak Ben Avram, Made on your life, Shemayim Baret, Ben Goy Ben Yisrael, Ben Goy Ben Yisrael, Ben Isha Eved Vishivcha, Kairis Amikrazet Safoina Lifne Hashem, Zeicha Gashbroch Akedis Yitzchak, Adkan. Hare, Kibishvil Akeda, Hoyavoid Hashem Yisborach, Mibneki Yitzchak Hikriv Asasma Hashem Yisborach, Ulfikoch, Ikavoid Yitzchak Shikiv Asmai. Let's talk about this a little bit. The Nekuda of Avoida, like we explained before, is the Hisbatlus. In other words, the first step is HaKadosh Baruch Hu produces, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, and the second step is that which was created is Mevatl itself to its Sheirish. So the first Avoida always has to be Chesed. And then you go back a step, and the avoda becomes and the midah becomes avoda, which is be'etzem hakrov and hisbatlus. The mechusa that midah is hisbatlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's we spoke about Baruch Hu, we spoke last time. Karbonis is one way of expressing hisbatlus. Tefillah is another way of expressing hisbatlus. But in the Bakashas HaTfilah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an expression of Hisbatlus. Now, the first Hisbatlus was Avram being Malas Yitzchak. Once we understand it in terms of Hisbatlus, it becomes a lot clearer to us the Inyan of Yakeda. In other words, Reb Chaim Shlomit says it in a very famous Baal Moses, say it in different ways. But they all say that besides the Tivius Dikarachmanis of Aval Benoi, the whole Metzius of being Makriv, a son, went against the grain of Avraham Avinu's Metzius. Avraham Avinu was Kulei Chesed, Kulei Hatava, Hetzach of Avodah Zarah, V'chulu. The Pe'ula in a realm of Avodah, so in Akeda, actually, Avraham and Yitzchak are both participants. Within Yitzchak, is the Etzem Chefts of Hakrova, Yitzchak the Etzem Chefts of Hisbatlus, but Avram shared in that Midah as well. There was a Chibur over there. Just like later on Yitzchak would share with Yaakov a Midah, Avram shared with Yitzchak his Midah. The Keves Echad Rabbeikah, Keves Avon Abayim, is, as opposed to other Korbanos, which are together, maybe yes, maybe not, which is a gather of Nedava. Nedava is the hallmark of Korbanos in general, that they're all Nedavadik. The midah of Avoida here was the Talmud is the only real chayv. Now, a Korban Chatas you may not have to bring if you have a chayv. The Shlomim Noila, if you don't want, you don't bring. It's Nedava. The Musafim are Agav Kror of Tmidin. Tmidin is Karbanis betur avoda, betur kule avoda. The Korban now. There's an interesting diuk here.
Can I just ask a question?
I'm sorry. Yes.
I didn't understand with Avraham Avinu. We say that everything starts with Chesed.
Yeah.
Avraham Shem gives, and then that which he gives has to be misbatel b'chazara back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's when Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives. But how does Avraham Avinu doing Chesed? Avraham Avinu.
Well, any midah, the midah of Chesed b'mahusai is where a person on his own Gedarim. Even when Avram Avinu is doing Avodas Hashem, it's also Begedev Nedava. It's also Chesedik. In other words, nothing was Mechayim Avram. Yitzhak came into the framework where there was a Manashe Tzavis Bonev Achrov, Space Achrov. There's already a Pchinas of, he comes into a Mahalach that's there already. So even Avram Avinu's entire Avoda falls under a broader sense of Chesed, because it's Yesh Me'ayin. A person is born in a from family, it's not Yesh Me'ayin. A person goes over from Sviv, it's not Yesh Me'ayin. A person who comes from no place, it says that every ger, it says, Mayofu Pamayach Ban Olim Bas Nodiv, Bas Bito Shal Avram Avinu, She Nodav Liboy, Lashem, that every ger is a Bas Nodiv, because Avram Avinu was the first person to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yesh Me'ayindik. So it's not particularly only the midas of the Maisei HaMitzvahs, Chesed is obviously the keenest expression of it. But it includes the entire scope of Avayit as well.
I'm saying the Chesed that Avram Avinu expressed is not that which Yitzchak was then sort of mevatel. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Chesed, we have to sort of return that.
Right. Correct. It's not exact. Correct. I hear. Okay.
Is the pshat Avram Avinu, his Avodah was an expression or an expansion of the Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then...
Well, the Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exhibits are the Midas that we will have in ourselves. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not placed this world Midas HaChesed, every single being would be exactly... First of all, there wouldn't be a world, because Olam Chazeh Yibaneh. But just to demonstrate what wouldn't be, nobody would be bigger than himself. Midas HaChesed is the expansion past the borders.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, if you gave me a dollar, I have to give you back one bread. $2, two breads. Chesed, those are the gvulas of the Priya. Chesed means I gave you a bread without getting a dollar for it. I gave you three breads for $1. Anytime I'm going erasing the sense of gvulas and dealing yesh me'ayindik, that's the tchum of chesed. But ma'is ha-mitzvah, the one that most sharply expresses it, is chesed. But had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not put that midah into the Bria, there would not be a mitzvah in the Bria that could reflect such a mahalach.
Uh-huh.
So then we have... okay, so then Yitzchak. Now, there's a very interesting diuk here. It says, "Made an El Shamayim words Ben Goy Ben Yisrael Ben Isha Eved B'Shif Chakaris Hamikas Atzvayim of Hashem Zecher Gashpar Hakedis Yitzchak."
Can I just answer that?
Exactly, that Goyim Shvachas have, especially Siachsus, that mean to Yitzchak. As Hakedis Yitzchak, all our tefillas are Klal Yisrael to remember Hakedis Yitzchak and so on and so forth. I don't believe that a person should have I don't know that goyim have the siachsos and so on. I think the hadgosha is in the mahalche avoida of kiyumis. Lemashal, chesed lumim chatas. Akam that learned Torah is Chayiv Misa. They don't have a real chelek in those two in Yanim. In his batlus, all Nevraim are equal. In personal Mila, Klal Yisrael is a bigger Baal of Mila than Umisailam. In his batlus towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kasko Basel in front of everything is Basel if Hashem. When you're comparing the whole Briyat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's nothing. In the nothingness, all is the same. I think there was a famous Maisa, I'm sure you all heard about the Nevadika Balmusa, that in Nevadika they worked very much on his battles. So the Shiva of the Nevadika Shiva once stood in the corner and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, ich bin garnished. Mashkir stood in the second corner and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, ich bin garnished. And a young man got up and the Shiva turns to Mashkir and says, take a look who else is a garnished today. Who else thinks he's a garnished? Well, upon him, the Umas Olam are in the sense where something is totally batel klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no difference between Yisrael and Umasailo. Basic tefillah chol ha'amim. So it's interesting. Torah is a bris with Kal Yisrael. On Chesed it says before Shchaz v'Chatas. On tefillah it says ki basic tefillah chol ha'amim. Beis Hamikdash it says that if a goy comes along and he brings a carbon and so on. Interesting that there's this yachsus to these inyanim to umzav of there. But I think that's not kosher the pasuk. So it's not so much, I don't think it means the schus of Yitzchak to them as much as they can stall the to such a mahalach of Sheikhus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, Kibishvila, Keda, Avoida, Sheikhus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nei, Ki Yitzchak Hikriv Atzma Hashem Yisparu. Ulefikach Ika Avoida, Ili Yitzchak Shehikriv Atzma. Vehu Asoid, Shalei Nema Tzafayna, על the parshas ve'imin atzayin kavani parshas vayikra. Ve'af ge'olam min ha'bokar shel parshas rishona medaberes mimenu gam kein tzichim tzofen. Ve'kemo shedorsh min vav shel ve'imin atzayin. Mekomo kel niska tzofen ela eitel atzayin. Mipnei shekorban shel Yitzchak hayu ayil v'ro'a eilav tzofen. So he speaks over here that about the inyan of Tzofen that shaykh specifically to Yitzchak, and it shaykh to Ayil specifically to the Akeda. That the Akeda was dafke mitzofen, he says. The inyan of Tzofen is that Tzofen is the makoim of midas hadin. It says, Kimit Sofen, Tepasacharoa, Sofen Tzad Smoil. In other words, anything that is a Tzeveya Bedin, the Chelek, the word Sofen means the hidden Chelek. So the Pshat is, in Midas Hadin, the Avoid of Midas Hadin is where a person is mevatel himself completely. If a person is totally bottled to the sheirish, there's no makom tefisa in din. Din tries to latch onto everything and say it's not worthy. So when a person comes b'schus atzmai, so midas adin has a makom kitrug. What are you talking about? He doesn't deserve it. When a person latches on to a... When a person works through midas of through his batlus, so it's not shaykh to say he's worthy. He's not worthy. There's he's got no self. I say the Michael Amenena. There's a famous word. I'm trying to say it over. I believe it's also from the Vatican actually, where he said that a person there's no etzah for the Yom Adin. He used to say he used to say it in two different versions, and both of them it was the same idea. One was that a gane was medalft nebne marunta fila von der Tlia, which means if you have somebody that was judged for what he did wrong, but they need him desperately, so they will even pardon him from death if they need his talents or whatever it is. That was one saying. And the second thing, you say from Rabbi Saul Salanta, that this world is a very expensive hotel, and you pay for every cup of water, it's like room service. The only aid is to travel on a company expense account. If everything you're doing is just the Shem Shemayim, it's not of your cheshbon, it's of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. So the midah of Yitzchak is the only midah that can function in the world of din, because he's got nothing of himself, and b'meila, it's like if you mechuba l'chai, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu that when he came up to Shemayim, the malachim wanted to burn him with the hevel pihem, and he told them, hold on to my kisei. Now, hold on to kisei means once you mechuba l'chai, you're shaykh to that. So Yitzhak's midah is the middle midah of Avaida, which is his spotless. Yaakov ayla midah satayr. K'mashinema Yaakov ishtam yeshiva holim. K'mashiram zuchadal v'medrish v'lov n'garti v'eichar ata. Af bi kein tag mitzvah shamarti, arayil chok Yaakov ayla midah satayr. V'al yikshe lecho aray avroma yeshem atayr. One second, let's hold here a second. He goes on to explain that we're talking about the Limud HaTorah rather than just Shmiras HaMitzvahs. I want to explain this also, this Nakuda, a little bit. Torah is obviously the middle Midah. Torah by Nimel Chasodim, or in Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, it's a middle Midah. The pshat in the middle is always that that's the machriya. You have two opposite midas, midas adin and midas achesed. Each one is the exact opposite of the other. There's a third midah, which is a hachra between two conflicting midas. Achayova kosav ashlishim yachriya b'neim is the midas atayin adreshes b'hem. Hachra is in das. The only place where you can get hachra is in das. Let's take a simple example. You can have a person with a tremendous bal chesed, but not a big bar das. He's a good person. He's a giving person, and he gives and he does and so on and so forth. Where it's good, where it's bad, that you can have a person, and it says a lot about his midas. It doesn't say anything about his das. You can have a person who's a very, very, he's a very, very tough person, very strict person. This is what it says, and that's that, and fatik. But it doesn't have anything to do with das, it has to do a lot with, that's his tchunas ha-nefesh. A person who decides, and sometimes he uses midah A, and sometimes midah B, that is a hallmark of by das. Das is the machriya between different inyanim, and that's where you get a sense that there's a badas here. If the person sometimes does this, sometimes that, there's a decision-making process. So Avraham Avinu is midas achesed, and all it says is that he's a bal mida, a very big bal mida. Yitzchak is a very big bal midah. Yaakov is a machriya because since he uses either midah, so he's a machriya. Torah is something which is a very, it's the mitzvah that requires das. And b'meila, a person feels that he is the machriya. It's the mitzvah of being able to be machriya and being able to look at both sides of the Indian and coming to achlot achra. That is Yaakov's midah. So he says, even though he has a kasha, va'al yikshel chare avrom ha-yishrei matere, doksi b'feirish etzloi, eikav shashem avrom mekoyle v'yish v'shmati mitzoyz v'kozi v'tarisayim, v'dosh razal kim avrom v'leroi v'tavshilim, chilukesh. Kavrom Shima Torah b'Maisa, Avol Limud HaTorah Yaakov b'Frat, Ke'es le'nema Yeshu v'Holam, Shazenema l'Alemet bo. V'Oid, Av Kavrom Shoma HaTorah, Limud Tzinek v'Zchus Nitna Torah l'Yisrael, Av Zchus Yaakov Nitna Torah l'Yisrael, Shnema v'Yokom Eidus b'Yaakov, V'Torah Som b'Yisrael, V'Shol Yaakov v'Shol Yisrael Nitna Torah. This is also the Pshat, I mean, let me just explain a little more sharply what he says. The Indian that it is, we said now that we're talking about avos. We're not talking about great people, but we're talking about Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov b'Torah's avos. The gedor of avos is avos michlal dika told us. So what Avraham learned, and Yitzchak learned it, did chesed Avraham was shayma didin. That's not, those are not questionable. But Avram was not manchel, the mid of din to us. So he's not an av in that mitzvah. Yitzchak was not manchel to us the midah of chesed. She's not an av. Both of them were not manchel the midah of Torah, and only Yaakov was. So they each had Torah, but to have Torah in the oifin that they could be manchelit to Klal Yisrael, and that makes them avos. That was only shayach by Avraham, by Yaakov.
What does it take in terms? What is the nafkamin? If Avraham had Torah, why is it? Why is he taken on Av? What did Yaakov do?
There's a difference between having something. There's a gedor of tefech and tefech amafatfiach. There's a certain. There's a person that can repeat a shir they heard, and there's a person that's a nachal mevei of Torah. There's a certain, in terms of the midas, there are midas that you mishtalim in, that you do, and you adapt, and you learn, and you margle yourself. And there are midas that are kilu, the asmis of yours opens up. A tolda has to come from the asmis of a person.
Mm-hmm.
A person can do cosmetic surgery on himself, but he can't give that over to the kids. The kids, that has to be your etzim, your asmis. It's a darga. In the midah that it's that you become kilu a minor way of that midah. That's what it is.
What does it mean that we say that Yaakov is shayach to Torah, and we mean limud haTorah befrat, and in that is the koyach of das. I mean, we mean what when you're learning
the koyach of being machriya. In other words, using different kelim of avoda and being machriya which kli to use. That's midah shayach to Yaakov.
What does it have to do with limud haTorah as such?
Well, limud haTorah is the understanding and evaluation of what's right and wrong. In other words, when we talk about limud haTorah, we're not talking about learning the kids of Shulchan Aruch of what to do. That's part of the mitzvah, really. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah without knowing what to do. We're talking about the tefisa and the havana in the mitzvah, and you know, if a Talmud Shegiyah Lo Hiro, which is the Dag of Torah, means you are capable of actually sitting down and weighing different inyanim and coming up with a Torahic answer. The din is this, or the din is this. Those are all that is the be'etzemdik mitzvahs of Torah.
And before we mentioned that. In Seder Avodah, it starts with Chesed, which is Yesh Ma'ayin, and so on. I don't understand. I would have thought in Seder Avodah, everything starts with Yir. I mean, Reish is Chachmi, Yir is Hashem, and the Eshter Tfisa is a Tfisa of Hisbatlus, and it's only to the extent that I'm Magish, that I'm nothing, that Avodah starts.
When I talk to somebody who, and I want to make him from on the most basic level, the first thing is it requires a tefisa on his part that there is more than... For the guy that says, leave me alone, I've got a six-pack of beer, and there's a great game on TV, and I have no interest in anything else, you're finished. You can tell from day till tomorrow, all the Divrei Musa and Chacham Remes, there's no... If the person is limited to his hands and feet and stomach, nothing else is happening with him. It's only when the person has goes beyond himself, when the words you can become a bigger person is meaningful. That's the only time that you have the ability to do something with it.
I'm saying that might be a wonderful fringe benefit of Avodas Hashem, but ultimately my chiyuv of Avodas Hashem is not because I can become a greater person, it's because I have to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
You're talking about the chiyuv alibi de emes, but a person doesn't, it has to be chal on the person. What midah in the person is going to allow for a chalais? Just like we said over with Avodas Kodesh, that midah is not mentioned in Torah because they come before Torah. Before we talk about any fancy words, there has to be a sense in a person. There's more to me than the beer and the burgers. There's got to be some sort of sense that I want to go past my gvulas, or else there's no avoda.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, when Yitzchak, let's say, approached avodas Hashem, it also started with chesed.
Hashem starts. Avodas Hashem doesn't exist. It's not as if it's like fire, where I can put a kid's finger next to it and say, you don't want this to happen to you, do you? It's every avoda starts with a nidvas ruch, a certain type of nidivas life, where a person becomes, he gets a certain spirit, he gets a certain ruach, ruach achar zayzima. That's the yisayid v'sheirish of every beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, after you finish with that, then you can fill that halal with yiras Hashem, and you know, this is what you have to do, this is what you're supposed to do. But that's much afterwards. That's a very important. If there's no person, if there's no what they used to call ish hadas, if there's no religious person there, if there's no yisoid in the nefesh to for something more, then it's a waste.
Mm-hmm.
A monkey can be taught to avoid all sorts of dangers. You cannot inspire it. A monkey is a monkey v'zehu. There is nothing more than it. So the Yiras Shamayim of Avodas Hashem is also based on a certain sense that there's something more than just what meets the eye and greets the eye. Without being more than your natural gevulas. My natural gevulas are my stomach, my hands, my feet. If it doesn't tickle my stomach, and if I don't feel the slap on my hands, my feet, then for me it doesn't exist. That darga is there's nothing that will be chal on such a person. When a person has it in their hair, there's something more. There's a metzias bigger than my metzias. That's the side v'sheirish of avodah. Now we can start talking about chiyuv adam v'lamai.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Hello?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, I'm sorry, I have to go now. I teach now. Okay, if I just want to ask whoever sends me the shiurim, I haven't gotten in a while. If you could just resend me the whole thing once you're forwarding it.
Sure, I just wanted to ask Rosh Hashiva whether if the Rosh Hashiva wants them to come every week, it's fine, I can do that.
It's fine. If you do it every week, it's good. It's fine. Yes.
Fine. Okay. So I'll send the whole bunch.
Send the whole bunch now, and I'll just put it back on.
Okay. I won't be able. I have to go to the. I haven't got it.
Not
yet. I have to go to the
office. Nothing good. Low bayera to say.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So I will. Next week is Parshas Vayera and Chayisara. I'll still be here, Mitzvah Hashem, and then 2 weeks I'll be gone for the Chasna Mitzvah Hashem. If anyone has a reason to be in Yerushalayim on Hey Kislev, please come.
Okay.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.